In Luke chapter 10 is the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus tells the story of a man traveling alone on a dangerous road and was attacked by robbers and left for dead. Jesus describes two upright religious types, a priest and a Levite, who each just walked by or around the hurt, bleeding man and did nothing to help him. Now, if Jesus had told this parable today, he would have probably included the fact that neither the priest or the Levite even took the time to call 911 to help the poor fellow. Jesus then introduces another character in the story, a Samaritan. Now, to the Jews that day listening, the Samaritans were a despised race of people. Brilliantly, Jesus uses a Samaritan as the hero of the story. For it was the hated Samaritan, not the religious people, who was the one who took the time and provided needed help for the victim of the crime. He bandaged his wounds, let him ride his donkey, took him to a local motel, paid for the room, even stayed with him overnight and took care of him, someone he didn't even know. Jesus told this parable as an answer to a cynical question that had been posed to him earlier, "Who is my neighbor?" The parable demonstrates that everyone is or should be a neighbor. Yes, the parable of the Good Samaritan is full of lessons. I believe one lesson we should learn from this parable is this. We should all look at others through the eyes of Jesus. Now let me offer you a personal story that happened to me when I was 7 or 8 years old. I was sitting at the supper table, and I made some sort of derogatory comment about one of my classmates. I don't even remember exactly what I said, but it was something about how someone at school looked, and I was making fun of them. I'll never forget what my mother told me after she heard me make those insulting comments. Mama said calmly, "Marshall, always remember, God loves him just as much as he loves you." I've always tried to remember those words. Always remember, God loves him just as much as he loves you. Friends, we should always remember that Jesus sees the value of each individual person. Jesus loves the individual. Let us all make the conscious effort to see others, regardless of who they are, through the eyes of Jesus. And if we can do that, we will go a long way towards being a good neighbor and symbolically a good Samaritan. Amen.